Welcome to the community of Wesley Glenn Ministries. I'm Cameron Bishop, President and CEO of this incredible organization. We are glad that you've joined us this evening as you prepare your hearts for Christmas. For those of you who don't know, Wesley Glenn provides homes and supports to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and our residents are excited to share this beautiful neighborhood with you. In fact, the voices you'll hear alongside this music are several of the individuals who have decided to make Wesley Glenn their home. We are incredibly thankful that you have taken the time to visit and hope that you'll come back again soon. As you navigate this Christmas season, may your path be lit by the hope of Christ. May your spirit awaken to experience God's love, joy, and peace as you journey towards the manger. And may your heart sing in unison with the angels, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory be to God on high.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them and said,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Visiting my home at Wesley Glenn. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
During Advent, we prepare our hearts to celebrate the arrival of this child, the infant Jesus, laid in a manger, loved by Mary and Joseph, worshipped by shepherds and wise men. But Advent, which means arrival, invites us to prepare for much more than this holy night of his birth. May your hearts be filled with hope and peace as you journey throughout our home at Wesley Glen and as you anticipate the arrival of Jesus. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Thank you.
Do not be afraid. I would bring you good news. I will cause great joy for all the people. Thank you for visiting my home at Wesley Glenn.